My topic, example of loving others. Deoxyribonucleic acid, known as DNA, makes up our genes or our genetic structure. They are the inner working of cells inside our bodies that determine our outside traits as far as our hair type, eye color, skin color, body type, gender, male or female. Last time I checked, there's only two genders, male and female. That's it. Be clear. But from that, we can take it a little bit further as far as how we act or behave. Just think about yourself. Maybe growing up from childhood to adulthood, you may be always compared to your father, your mother, or even one of your relatives, of course, and how you behave or how you act. So for almost 30 years now, I've been working with children and teenagers, of course, and anytime I would get a chance to meet their parents or kind of family members and kind of see how they interact, I kind of say to myself, oh, I see why they act the way they do. Some good and not so good, right? But for us as Christians, how does that relate to us? Think about our spiritual DNA as Christians. We're born again through baptism through Jesus Christ. Now Christ is living in us through his word. And the word of God is now dwelling in us. And there should be some now outward characteristics or demonstration as the children of God. So, of course, one of these outward demonstrations, it's my topic tonight, of course, is love or showing love to others. And we're going to look at that word love. In the Greek, one of the terms is agape, meaning one's love towards someone is unconditional, selfless, and sacrificial. So think about USS. I kind of like these acronyms that kind of help me focus. So think about us, USS, us. When you think about us, you think about being together. So if I were to show you an example of someone of loving others, I will point you to a person who shows unconditional love, freely given, shows selfless love, putting others first, and sacrificial love. It's cost them something. I'll point you to none other than Jesus Christ. His love, it was expressed in service to others. He prioritized over above himself. He sacrificed for others, and he being committed to the very end to God's will. Speaking of being very committed to God's will, turn back with me to John chapter 13. John chapter 13, of course, I started on Sunday, this past Sunday, but the example of Jesus as our example of following him in verses 1 through 17. Meet me in verse number 34, John 13, 34. Judas has just left Jesus and the other disciples to go betray him for those 30 pieces of silver. So we're going to kind of pick up in the middle of this discourse as Jesus teaches his disciples, and he's going to remind us of some things as his hour is finally come. Verse 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Verse 35. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So, of course, we see the command of Jesus here telling his disciples that they should love one another. And of course, and all should know, all of them, they know that they are his followers because they show one love for another. Now, turn over to chapter 15, verse number 9. Same book, John 15, look at verse number 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. And as he continues his discourse here, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. For you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Verse 17, these things I command you, that you love one another. So by keeping Jesus' commandments, you abide in his love. He reiterates this over and over again, time and time again, that you love one another. Once it's something you see redundant in the scripture, you kind of know that's pretty important that you need to understand. Finally, turn with me to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. And I want us to see a description of that spiritual DNA that should abide in us, or that we should demonstrate outwardly towards others when it comes to loving others. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. By this we know love, John writes, because he laid down his life for us. He is Jesus. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? Verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We see here first that Christ, what he did for us in verse 16, he died for us. He laid down his life. Second, in the same verse, we see what we should do based on Jesus' example for his love for us, but his death on the cross. Showing others this type of love that's unconditional, no strings attached. It's selfless, it puts others first, and it's sacrificial, gonna cost you something. Remember, USS. Then when you get to verse 17, when you find yourself in a position to help someone and you see them in need, don't withhold from them. Don't withhold your resources from them. Because if you do that, how can you say the love of God is in you? Remember, we're talking about spiritual DNA, what's inside of us, that's going to come out. This type of love cares deeply about one another and their needs, especially when the opportunity arises to give of self or supply someone's needs because you have the opportunity to do so. And then in verse 18, this love is not built on empty promises. It's based on consistent actions. Indeed and in truth. I like that word consistent because that means it's over and over again. It's steady. Think about the different ministries that we all here in the body of Christ support, whether it be privately, on your own time, publicly, financially, or even physically. We make sure that it's done consistently over and over again, not because that we have to, but it's done in a manner, in a spirit of love. Remember, I don't know if you ever heard this thought before, your actions speak louder than your words. Loving others includes our actions. I'll leave you with this. We should be the example of loving others, which should be a part of our spiritual DNA as children of God. This involves living a life in Christ Jesus with Jesus as our example, hence our theme this week, and having a heart motivated to love others in a manner that is, here it is again, unconditional, selfless, and sacrificial towards one another. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.